According to the DNR, the particles include hundreds of chemicals, things like carbon, ammonium nitrate, and ammonium sulfate. Air Monitoring Section Chief Bart Sponseller says it seems to be a mix of pollution from everyday sources.
We continue to drive our vehicles. We continue to heat our homes with all different types of fuel. We continue to use electricity. Facilities, power, or factories are still operating. It's the whole combination of pollutants.
Sponseller says it's not just Wisconsin seeing higher concentrations of the particles this week. Some other Midwest states have the problem, too. DNR air quality specialist Joseph Hoke says the region's air is not getting moved around.
There's a low pressure system off to our west that's just not moving, and the high pressure over our area is also not moving, and it's helping create calmer wind speeds, helping keep the PM 2.5 fine particle concentrations higher.
Hoke says these so-called blocking patterns of air movement occur a few times a year. He says this time of year, the melting snowpack puts more moisture into the air, and warmer air higher up traps the moisture and particles closer to the Earth's surface. The DNR says it hopes by the weekend, air masses will shift and reduce concentrations of particle pollution. In the meantime, people with heart or lung disease or asthma and older adults and children are advised to reschedule or cut back on strenuous activities. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.